One of the agenda items, and probably the most prominent on this agenda, is the consideration of by the commission for the selection of a site for the Upper Peninsula Community Rowing Club Boathouse. If you recall, approval was made back on March 10th for a site that is also in Founders Landing, but just south of Gaines Rock. And the agenda item is going to ask to rescind that issue from March 10th and approve a new issue for a new site that is located adjacent to the Hampton Inn.
So the problem, but the probability of this is that there will be the ability for people to comment on this particular agenda item at this session?
That's correct.
Yeah. Which then, being that it's a hot button topic, could result in some lengthy conversations.
Yeah, if it's anything like we've experienced in the past regarding this topic, there will be some discussion. There's been considerable discussion already up to this point through special meetings and things like that, or work sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, there probably will be,
and could get lengthy because, well, the public comment is usually limited, but there's a lot of people that are interested in this particular issue, which for whatever reason, it's become a hot button topic.
Yeah, there have been, and there probably will be, including people for and against, mm-hmm. or against this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the public's benefit, the proposal that's being presented Monday is, like I said, directing the commission to rescind the previous order, ask the city attorney to work on a lease for the new site, actually select the new site, and actually direct me as the person in charge of this commission or this agenda item to move ahead with some rezoning issues that we need to take care of as well.
Well, we'll take a close look at that as we get into Monday, but I wanted to talk to you real quick here before we let you go. The meeting's coming up Monday, 7 o'clock, Commission Chambers and City Hall, as you're looking over the agenda there, if there's a couple other key items. But I wanted to talk to you about something that's actually was in the news this morning from the National Weather Service. You have been involved with waterfront safety here in Marquette, and they're talking right now about this afternoon from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've got a beach hazards warning the Weather Service is putting out. They're saying they could get 8 to 10 foot waves and things like that. The bottom line on that, Mike, is that, you know, as the law enforcement in Marquette and the waterfront safety, let's not go out on the breakwalls. Let's not go out and be silly because it could be very dangerous.
That's exactly it. You know, we try to preach common sense. I mean, we do have people in the community that enjoy that kind of wave action, and we tend to be cautious with them as well, but for the general public, when waves and water levels rise, it's our contention that it's not a good idea to be anywhere near in the water.
Well, the city's put a lot of things into place with warning signs, flags, systems like that, lifeguards locking up the access to the break walls and stuff like that, but sometimes it always seems like someone that's determined to do it, they still get out there and hopefully, if that happens, nothing bad happens. But your message is you guys will be looking closely and be watching closely today.
Yep. We have in the past, for example, closed the beaches because mm-hmm. of this type of activity, which actually would restrict people from even being on the beach,
mm-hmm.
much less the water. And yes, we do have a, for lack of a better word, a curious part of the community that likes to venture towards the water. And
it's a real powerful like attractant just to go watch it, and then you can maybe, you know, and common sense, I guess, is the key, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's all we preach.
Real quick, anything particular on the agenda for Monday's meeting that you'd like to touch on, or you just leave it with the discussion about the that being one of the key bits?
Well, I think I just want to add one more thing, mm-hmm. and at the beginning of the meeting, there are three public hearings that deal with stormwater, water utility, and sewer utility rates increases. This is an annual thing that we usually encounter this time of year around our budget, and public participation hasn't been large in the past, but it is something that the public should be aware of, that their rates will most likely be adjusted.
And this is the time to come and make a comment on it if you're going to.
Exactly.